For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which ye have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Verse 32 says, you know, look back at the old, in which, you were illuminated, right? You endured a great fight of afflictions. You were illuminated. You received the gospel, and all this difficulty comes. You made a gazing stock, reproaches, the Jews, and this is the Hebrews, and the Jews who converted to Christ were made absolutely reproached, afflicted. And they also became companions of people who were afflicted and reproached, because those are the only people that would have them. That's why Christians, a lot of times, their reputation fell even worse, because at first they were cast out from among, people who was all, and they rejected the sect, right? And then they would find themselves in the company of such people. It's a religion of women and slaves. And you had compassion on me and my bonds. Paul was also someone who was often in prison and whipped and beaten. I'm saying Paul, because I don't know, it just smells like Paul, doesn't it? Book of Hebrews, it smells like him to me. Unless it's one of the other apostles who's very close to him and writes much like him, but hey, it's not important really. For you had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Because in my bonds, that's a characteristic saying of Paul. A lot of this is very characteristic of the preaching of Paul and the teaching of Paul. You took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. He's speaking a little bit facetiously. He didn't steal or spoil their goods. But, they were joyfully allowing their goods to be spoiled. They were more than happy to give him what they could of their stuff. They had compassion on him and his bonds. And his, bonds, his chains, the things which bind. So don't cast away your confidence, and because this is the Hebrews, remember, a lot of this turning back is in reference to, you've received Christ now to go back to Judaism. And there was a lot of fear that if they would do despite and go back to the sacrificial system of the Old Testament, what a travesty that would be. But not that this doesn't apply to others. What if I were to go back to idolatry or back to whatever, back to unbelief, to return? Don't cast it away. You need to be patient. Now, after you've done the will of God, you shall receive the promise. What promise? Promise of eternal life, of resurrection of the dead, of the return of Christ. To return again, the second time without sin. To the revenging of his enemies. For yet a little while, and he that come, that will come, and will not tarry. The just shall live by faith. It is faith that leads us to everything good that we could have in the Lord. He, by giving us faith, gives us the way to life. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But go from faith to faith. And just like when we say we receive Christ in his fullness, not just what we want to. Faith, we must believe in the promises of God. Not just the promises that appeal to us, but in the promises which he has given us. Not merely, he gives us promises and says, have faith in these. And we say, well, I have faith in this and this. But the rest of it, I'm going to just ignore. It will not please God. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Do not draw back into perdition. Do not draw back away from faith, but go from faith to faith, from virtue to knowledge to righteousness to godliness, to honor and glory and blessing. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition. Perdition being apaleia, destruction. Because that's where it all leads. Sin leads to death, which is the destruction of the soul. But of them that believe, to the saving of the soul. Let us rather save our souls. Let our souls be saved, that we might live forever. Notice that eternal life is always given in terms of live forever. The promise of everlasting life. There's no such thing as an immortal soul innate in human beings. Our souls are mortal. We are living contingent on a resurrection from the dead. That is the only way in which we will live beyond this life, is if we are raised. And then once raised, there's no guarantee we will continue life unless the Son of God, Jesus Christ, grants us eternal life. And the way in which we may receive that grant and be sure of it is laid out here in the New Testament. So it does us well to take heed and to obey.